There's Blake there.
There's Dante Fowler there.
So this is like draft number 20 for you then?
Sounds about right.
Does it feel the same as it did back then? I mean, you're in a different position, but does the process seem the same?
Process seems very familiar, very similar to what's been where I've been around in Carolina, Indianapolis, and Atlanta. It's evolved a little bit, but the nuts and bolts are still remain the same.
Out of this room, what is draft day like for you? I mean, is it special? Do you have a routine? Is there anything that you like to get done?
I like to sleep in on draft day.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, go maybe get a workout in and come in and kind of be fresh for the long weekend. But by the time that rolls around, you know, by the time you know Monday of draft week rolls around, our work's pretty much done.
We're sitting in your war room. Not many people get in here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very difficult room to access. How much work has gone on in this room in the last couple of months?
Well, it's really just you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so, exactly. I can hear you guys on the other side of the
hall.
That's right.
A lot of work, you know, from we're about a year and a half into this draft class, and so this draft class started a long time ago, and now we're whittling it down to the guys that we really want. We spent the last over a month with our coaching staff and our head personnel department watching video of every single guy that we felt like was on our draft board, talking about them at length, discussing them, and doing all the research and making sure we had all of our I's dotted and our T's crossed. And, you know, we're about 98% there right now.
We're going to talk about the first round because that's what most people are focused on. So as you sit here now, a couple hours away from making your pick, do you know who you want?
I think we have a pretty good idea.
When did you decide that?
I'd probably say on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when you chose Blake Bortles, you identified him early in the process, and you just clammed up and didn't share anything with anyone, right?
Yeah.
So that's different now?
No, you know, it's a little bit different. We have a lot of different scenarios, whether we stay where we're picking, whether we trade back, whether we trade up, if the opportunity presents itself. But I think we have a pretty good idea of what direction we'll go, and wherever we go in the first round will dictate where we go in the rest of the rounds.
And that brings us to my favorite subject around the draft. Best available player,
yep,
or need?
Where the rubber meets the road. you try to find both.
Yeah. Right.
Try to find both, especially when you're picking in the top 10. You should be able to find both. As the draft goes on longer and longer, you're usually best available player.
Do people come up to you and ask you, Dave, who are you going to take? Do they give you suggestions?
Yeah, yes. And they give me their when they're disgruntled.
You hear that too?
But not too much. The fans have been terrific. The people of Jacksonville are great, and I can't say enough about this community. It's unbelievable, and I think for us, as we want, like we said from the beginning, we want to make it right for the fans and for the city of Jacksonville and put the best product out there.